Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Jason Roop is the former editor of Style Weekly. He's the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. And every Friday, he is with us, kind of giving us a rundown on some of the stories that he's been following. Did you see the news yesterday morning about clearing out the protesters slash sometimes rioters who've been camping out at the Lee Monument? I was thrilled that it happened. But what are you hearing? And you probably hang with a different crowd than I do.
Hey, good morning, John. I saw the, I started seeing things trickle in as I'm checking my, you know, social media feeds in the morning. And it was surprising because usually you wake up and you see things that happened the night before.
Right.
Under cover of darkness, you know, there was some crazy thing going on, a standoff between police and protesters. But it looks like things are moving more toward the daytime now. So this wasn't really a response to protests. The police have started coming out to clear that area at Monument and Allen, that intersection with the Lee statue where people have been, you know, setting up camp essentially and tables and chairs and, you know, for information, for memorials, for, you know, entertainment. And they're
been doing it illegally.
Clearing it out.
They're there overnight. I mean, that's the key thing.
They're starting to apply those camping laws where you can't camp out in public property like that. And of course, this is state property officially. So all the tents went, you know, they were taken away. People were taken away. And the problem became some of the people that were there. Now, this is the police say that they not all of them went easily. So they did have some confrontations. And I believe somebody was tased. I don't have the full report, but
well, forgive me that I'm not going to cry about some jerk being tased when they were breaking the law for the last month and a half. I mean, to me, that's the least that should have been done to them. But anyway, I'm glad they're clearing it out. I have this sinking feeling, though, that the city and the state are doing it because they think that they're about to get a ruling from this judge saying take down the Lee Monument, and they want to have that area ready so they can roll in and do it fast. That's what I think their real motivation is, even though they're going to pretend that they're just enforcing the law. But
Well, in the news coverage, people say that there are some people who said we're just, you know, we're going to be back out here tonight. So it'll be interesting to see if they're going to do this every morning as a kind of a morning routine now. And will that deter people? But it's definitely a change in what we've seen there.
Yeah. Well, I hope they charged up their tasers and they'll use them very liberally in the next 24 hours and do what they should have done in the beginning and say we're not going to allow people to break the law in the city of Richmond. We're just not going to do it. But anyway, you were also following that VCU story. We mentioned it last week, the proposal from the VCU, I call it the Taliban Committee, because that's what I think it is, to go and strip the buildings around VCU of the names of prominent donors and supporters. Because
and alumni.
Alumni, too, because they participated in the Civil War on the side of the Confederacy. Even, I mean, people who were like privates at the age of 18, who 50 years later had been very successful in their lives and decided to give money to VCU, they're going to exact revenge against them. Has there been some blowback to this? God, I'd hope so. I mean, people can't be that stupid.
There's big news out yesterday that there are two committees, actually.
Okay.
President Rao established a Confederate Commemoration Committee in August 2017, and then, of course, this all got, you know, re-energized recently, and there's a new VCU Committee on Commemoration and Memorials that started in May, and these are made up of all different folks and at the university. So what they've done is release their 18 recommendations for the changes they'd like to see. They call them decommission these different plaques and statues and things that you might see. And, you know, for folks who have lived in Richmond for any length of time, some of the names might surprise you, maybe not, but it also raises a lot of questions because some of these folks are on, you know, their names and their work and their legacy is on a lot of different places around.
Yeah, Lewis Ginter?
I mean, Lewis Ginter. So there's this Lewis Ginter House at VCU, and it was the first library in Richmond. And they want to take the name and any mention or references to the Ginter House away. Now, they don't provide a lot of, they say intentionally they haven't provided a lot of reasoning for the committee's recommendation, but they have a brief background, and they say that Lewis Ginter served in the Confederate Army. He built the home, and the name was retained when VCU got the building. So, you know,
so, I mean,
this
I just want to be clear with the people at VCU. You're going to get rid of Lewis Ginter, who was one of the moving forces in Richmond post-Civil War. They're going to purge him. He has to be eliminated from history. Am I going to apply the same standard to the traitors of today, the people who want to overthrow the American government today, the VCU students who have been arrested today? I assume that they're going to be okay if I lead a push to expunge them and their memory and their name, should they, which is unlikely, let's be honest, do anything of note in their life where someone puts a plaque up for them. Because I'll point out that their goal is to overthrow the American government and to break the law and to be traitorous and treacherous and illegal in their lifetime. I mean, it's almost unbelievable the intellectual dishonesty and the disconnect. Like, oh my God, I'm going to pass judgment on somebody who was in their 20s who served in the Confederate Army, but my way of passing judgment on them is to go break the law today and talk about overthrowing the American government. It's like, are you guys, you're in college, you're college students, do you not follow the illogical behavior and argument that you're offering? They just don't get it. But
I have a feeling that's not going to happen. But, you know, yeah. It also makes you wonder what are they thinking at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden. Also, let's talk about the Richmond Times-Dispatch, founded by, Joseph Bryan, who is also among the names that they want to take out at VCU. And then there was one that I wasn't familiar with, but I thought it was interesting because it seemed, we hear a little bit about context and having just more of an education about who is this person and what was our role during this time in the Civil War. And there's an auditorium, I hope I pronounce it right, Baruch Auditorium, that's outside on the MCV campus. And this is a guy who gave $100,000 to MCV to help renovate the Egyptian building that's on Broad. And his dad graduated from MCV in 1862 and went on to serve as a surgeon in the Confederate Army. So they have a plaque outside the auditorium that talks about him and what he did. It talks about his service in the Confederate Army, and then it mentions something about MCV's role in the Civil War. To me, that sounds fairly straightforward and probably not offensive to most people if you get the story there, but that is one that they want to take away.
So it's outrageous.
There are 18 of these. Yeah, and you can weigh in. They've had two rounds of public comment. They've decided to extend it so more people can say what they want online. You can search for it at inclusive.vcu.edu.
That begins to tell me what their direction is when they use inclusive.vcu. Give me a break. I'll tell you what it will do, though. If, let's say, you're a wealthy family in Richmond today and you're about to give them $250,000 as an endowment or for the improvement of a building, and you want to honor your grandfather, you want to honor yourself, I'd think twice about doing that, because the truth is they might take your money today and then pee on your grave in another 20 years. And to me, that's a really low rent trash thing to do. Take somebody's money and then desecrate their memory when they're dead and no one's there to defend them.
Yeah, they can always give the money back if they're offended by it. And, you know, you have to...
Will they give the $100,000 back to the Baruch family?
right, exactly.
With interest.
I think that money's long gone. But, you know, are they going to do background checks on people who are donors? I mean, there are plenty of alumni at universities across the country who have questionable records or choices that they've made. And maybe they're not on the same scale as Confederate generals, but, you know, there are considerations that you have to make, and it does raise a lot of questions.
Well, that'd be nice if they'd stop calling me, you know, from my university. Like, Lee, look, I'm a conservative talk show host. I hope that doesn't meet your standards. Please leave me alone and stop asking me for money. It would actually help me. I got nothing to give you. Hey, I really appreciate it. Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Thank you, Jason. I hope it's a good weekend for you.
Thanks. Thanks, John. You too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.